You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So you think if LeBron got off of social media,
there's an ESPN article that's got a, hey guys, LeBron's not getting off social media this year, okay? During the playoffs, don't worry. Like, oh, this is a story. We now have stories about who is...
Dark 23, he's calling it.
Yeah. He's like, no, don't worry, guys. I'm staying on social media. And ESPN's like, are you serious? Dave McMenamin, I didn't even see. I guarantee you he wrote this article. It's 100%. But yeah, because he does follow the Lakers.
Who wrote it?
They write those stories. They made it a story when he said, I'm getting off of social media for the playoffs. So this is their thing.
And
for
so
that.
Now it's like, so he's, guys... I remember when we talked about him getting off in the past. He's not getting off this year. Get a story. Dave, get to it.
Well, what if... So what if...
He said, all that hurt. Lance came in fake type.
I know. I got to do it with one hand. Here's me, Dave McMenamining, like, guys, LeBron's going to be on social media this year. It's okay. Racism will not come back.
What? It never left.
So... What if he did leave?
Are you sure?
Lance said, what if he left and somebody said something racist? Then what would we do?
I said, what if we didn't have LeBron? What if racism came back?
What if racism was
LeBron's
a thing?
LeBron's on there.
When LeBron
be
was
fine.
Zero Dark Look, 23.
Like, LeBron's doing great things. He's funding people in Florida who've been convicted of crimes. Apparently, you have to pay to be able to vote. He's doing stuff like that, making sure those people get to vote. But
Wait a minute. He's funding people that commit crimes?
No, he's funding. You have to pay to get off the non-voter list. Something along the lines like you have to pay.
Be able to get your voting rights.
Your voting rights back. You have to pay. So he's funding them to be able to do that.
Now, in real life, LeBron is doing. Look,
but I'm not looking to him when racism hits. That's all I'm saying.
That's what I'm. To me, this whole thing that we've got to check people's social media, the sooner social media somehow dies, the better everything will be. But
it would be a better world.
You have so many few less hashtag Denver 7 stuff happening. All the fronts and fakes and phonies could just go away. But in real life, I think LeBron is – he puts his money where his mouth is. He does a lot of things – that are, I understand it. He's not perfect on everything. And I understand people have issues with this or that. I get it. You can save me your tweets. I get that. But he does actually get involved. Like LeBron does get involved with a lot of stuff. I know people find ways to go after the school that he started and created. I've seen people go after that. But he does things that do make a difference. So I think what LeBron does, you know, the Jordan stuff. Hey, I care that Jordan was the greatest player, or I care about his basketball legacy. Personally, if he didn't want to speak out, that's his choice not to speak out. But LeBron does speak out. Muhammad Ali spoke out. A lot of people are choosing to speak out now that didn't before. But I give LeBron a lot of credit. I mean, he's been active. You don't see him in trouble. You don't see him. He's not a negative influence on kids. He understands. He's a huge role model. So. You know, appears to be a really good family man. So I give a lot of – he's present at all of his kids' stuff. I don't love the running on the court in the middle of the game.
Yeah, he's on the court.
Yeah, that's not like, for his kids hey, stuff. LeBron, you know, those rules apply to you too about not being able to run on the court in the middle of the game. But for all the crap that I, give to him about some of the kind of stuff I don't really love, he is, in my estimation, the second greatest player – that's played basketball, and I do think that he handles his business off the court. So let me just say that. Now, all that subtweeting teammates and stuff, I just think that's just weak as water. You got something to say, go say it. That's my belief. You got something to say to somebody, go say it. And LeBron needs to be in Lou Williams' ass and say, hey,
they're not on the same.
Well, you
team.
Got something to say to Joel, who said that you were the MVP. You got something to say?
Well, Lou Williams just got a chance to Marlins the whole thing.
Well, not really. They put him in for 10 days. He can't do nothing.
But he wouldn't have. He'd got the 4-day treatment if pictures hadn't been shown. And 4 days ain't enough for some people. He could have brought down a whole team. Like that's why four days is never enough. It's got to be 10 days for anybody who leaves. You can't, well, if they leave, and it's okay, and we're just going to do 4 days.
If they test every day while they're gone and test negative, they get a minimum 4 days.
Yeah, but what do you think? Honestly, what do you think the odds are that all the players are going to test every day?
Well, they have to, or if they don't, then they have.
The Where NBA do they test? Just take they have the to go to a facility and wait in line like everybody.
I'm sure the NBA provides opportunities for them, but if they don't have paperwork, they don't get 4 days. They get longer. The NBA.
Okay, as long as there's no bull crap with that, that's fine.
I think the NBA makes sure they have those tests with paperwork before they give them just the 4 days. Because what's the point if you don't follow up?
Let's get Toby in here. Wants to talk about his Astros. What do you say, Toby?
Hey guys, love the show. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Look, I've been thinking about this travesty of the Astros bullpen that we have, and since we're going to this Fernando Rodney deal, I think it's time for us to consider going back to the well of seeing where Roger Clemens is, maybe Andy Pettit, Roy Oswalt, Billy Wagner, not Brad Lidge. I don't want that heat. I still remember that travesty too. But I just want to see what you guys think about that. Maybe they can help us out. I'll hang up and listen.
Well,
I'm going to give this is going to be unpopular, but I'm going to give the young guys a shot first.
Well,
do you think we're getting on these guys too early, John? Like, how many of these pitchers have had, Paredes has had three appearances, but how many of these guys have even had a real chance?
Well, no, they haven't. But that's the problem, is that you've got so many guys that have had zero chance. Now, I don't have a problem with them. I don't have a problem with any of them or what they're doing. Look at the situation that they're being put into. You're making Divaldo Rodriguez is out there for the first time. He was in single A last year, and he's pitching against the Los Angeles Dodgers at Minute Maid the very next year. He's not ready. But that's what are you going to do? You got no guys. You got nobody. I'm not putting it. Hey, if they get outs, I'm thrilled. I'm not, hey, oh, he had a crappy outing. He's no good. No. He shouldn't even be here. Half of these guys shouldn't even be here. One guy's name is Scrub. Belak was the third. He was the 331st player drafted.
Roy Oswalt was like a 37th rounder. Mike Piazza was too. It doesn't mean you can't play in Major League Baseball.
No, I'm not saying that. But you're putting him in a huge. Belak is not Roy Oswalt.
Then what would you suggest they have done?
There's nothing they can't. No, I'm not. Listen, I'm not blaming. This is it. This is what you got. You are what you are.
Complain. This is who. I mean, look, they don't have Ryan Pressly right now because his elbow hurts. Devo's a veteran. I mean,
and you're pulling a guy that you're giving $31 million to after 58 pitches.
Well, that was my I'm gonna stand by that. People who was bleep. He looked terrible. I don't care. I thought Greinke looked terrible a lot of last year. Frankly. I didn't think Zach Greinke looked like himself at all last year. But Zach Greinke is good enough to scrap through things better than going to Devo. I'm taking Greinke over Devo every day of the year or any other reliever right now in that bullpen.
Yeah.
Abreu is probably the guy that I would occasionally rely on. But for me, you have to get deeper with Greinke. If you can't tell this by now, your bullpen is going to have to be a major factor for more innings than ever before. Did you see the stat they had? So far through four games, the Astros had 17 innings pitched. This is a stat they showed in-game yesterday. Through four games, the Astros had 17 innings pitched through that period versus last year when they had 9 innings pitched. They already had 8 more innings pitched in 4 games than they did through the first 4 games last year.
You mean the bullpen?
The bullpen did.
Oh, yeah.
Gerrit Cole was a horse. Justin Verlander's a horse. Yeah. There is no Gerrit Cole anymore.
Right.
Verlander was fine when he pitched.
Yeah.
Did he hurt himself the day off? I never heard. Did anyone talk about did he hurt himself in a game or did he hurt himself when maybe he was working between starts?
I don't know that.
Not that I haven't it heard matter. That. I mean, it doesn't matter. But.
I haven't heard that. Well, no, but no one's blaming these guys. No one's listen. It is what it is. You got you don't have Cullen. You don't have Verlander anymore. We hope we get him back. But you don't have Urquidy. Josh James went 3 1/3. Fromber, you had to get him out of there because he loaded the bases. That's not on them. It's in. If they don't get an out, you're just like, well, What did you expect? What are our do we have unbelievable expectations for Enoli Paredes? Didn't know who he was 3 months ago.
Yes, I do.
You do?
No, yeah. You got to have hope.
Yeah, you got to
like, have... He's my new... Yes.
Quite frankly.
Paredes has the kind of juice that I like. He's got a little... But not yesterday.
We don't have Ryan Pressly. Don't have Joe Smith. You know, don't have Devensky. Hopefully. You don't have...
No, he's... Yeah, he's going to come back.
No, well, he's hurt. He's hurt too now. So, I mean, this is it. This is what you got. That's it. So, yeah, I don't know. The bases get loaded against the Dodgers. Guess what's going to happen? They're going to score runs. That's all. You hope you can beat up on the Lambs this year, and maybe Verlander comes back for the postseason. Maybe Urquidy will be at full strength for the postseason. If it's Verlander, McCullers, Greinke, and Urquidy, and they're feeling good at the end of the year, I still feel good about the Astros. But in the meantime, you just got to piecemeal it. 912 ESPN 97.5. You need some insurance for all these injuries.
TGS Insurance will help you, but not with health insurance. I always have to give that disclaimer after the segues. They are a homeowner's insurance company. But here's what happens. For many of you, you just sit tight with whoever you have in homeowner's insurance, and you take the incremental, you know, you take the incremental increases because you tell yourself, well, I'm getting like 7 different discounts, and this is, and I got a bundle. I got a bundle. Who else can give me bundles than this great big giant company? Well, here's the problem. A lot of these companies actually, you find this out when you sign up with them, they actually are being underwritten by A-rated companies who end up taking over the homeowner's insurance. You just end up paying a premium for the name brand that you signed up with. With TGS Insurance, they give you a chance to have these same A-rated companies fight for your business and give you competitive rates. And that's why they're able to save you so much, because you skip the middleman and get right to basically what amounts to a wholesale rate with A-rated insurance companies. And that is an unbelievable opportunity for you to get the coverage that you need and save big money, because you need to put more of your money back in your pocket without cutting costs. I mean, without cutting the service. A-rated insurance companies waiting for you. When you text the word money to 232323, the word money to 232323, and get a firm quote within 15 seconds. Not minutes, seconds. That's tgsinsurance.com.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
While the Astros were without Ryan Pressly and your boy Chris Devensky right now, I think a bigger problem is that the Rockets are without Eric Gordon. Eric Gordon had to be helped off the court, and it didn't look good, by the way. Supposedly out a couple weeks, but he looked ginger walking off the court. That's a big concern to me, because as we said before, not only is he one of their three-point shooters and one of their important three-point shooters, he is a streaky player, but when he gets hot, he can really have an impact on games. He can get by players off the dribble. He can spot up from a variety of spots on the court. He has some ball handling skills, and he defends. Eric Gordon is a very, very important player for the Rockets, and it looks like he is not going to be with the team when the season starts. And there is some seeding. You know, the Rockets could slip to 7. It's possible. I think it's unlikely, but it's possible they could slip to 7. They could go as high as, I think, realistically as high as 4. Right now, if I had to guess, I would say they'll probably be a 6 seed, if I had to guess. That's my guess, based on the way the schedule plays out. But to me, it doesn't really matter. 4, 5, 6, every game is a neutral site game, so that doesn't matter. And it's going to be a question of, you know, how great is James and how efficient is Russ? That's what it's going to get down
well,
to.
Well, is that it? Or is it – I mean, we know what – James is going to average 35 – somewhere around there.
You think so?
Yeah.
Even after all this?
Yeah. James went nuts. Like, James went nuts last night. He had 30 in the first half.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess 35 will be what James averages.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, he doesn't look like. I just wonder. He was asking for additional minutes the other day. He wouldn't come out because he wanted additional minutes. So it's not like James is avoiding. And really, from a rest standpoint, he doesn't need rest right now.
No.
If he's in condition.
He actually wants to get into the.
If he's in proper conditioning, he doesn't need rest. So yeah, if he's playing 36 to 37, I think that's important that he play as many minutes as possible.
Yeah, no, he's going to average his. Rush is going to average his. That's just going to happen. But it's going to depend on the other guys. It's going to depend on Eric Gordon. It's going to depend on PJ. It's going to depend on Covington. It's going to depend on House. That's what's going to win this, because we know what Russ and James are going to do. So I mean, we'll see. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I just don't think they're good enough. They're just not good enough. To me, they're just not. So the Rockets play Friday, then they play again Sunday. And then they play again Tuesday. They're basically playing every other day. So Eric Gordon has got to get his ass back.
It's a real shot that he misses, what, at a minimum 6 games?
Yeah.
Well, the restart.
The restart, yeah. And who knows how this ankle will respond.
Keep him out the whole restart if you need to. Whatever.
Well, that's honestly. Well,
I don't want him to miss beyond the restart is what I'm worried about.
Well, you would hope that he could get a game or two in before. To be playoff, playoff.
Well,
ready.
I don't know. I think you'd rather be the sixth than the four or five.
Well, that's because everyone's going to disrespect the Nuggets until we stop. What do you mean? Playing the Nuggets is what you're talking about?
Playing the Clippers in the second round as opposed to the Lakers in the second round.
I mean, I would say the Clippers are probably overall the deeper ball club, but maybe you just match up better with them. But Montrez is going to miss the first game. So is Lou Williams. But they should be all back by that second round. You just talking about matchups, right?
Yeah. I'd rather play the Clippers in the second round.
I don't know if it'll go well for the Rockets either way, but I can see your point.
Daryl Morey's joining us right now on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Daryl.
Good morning. What's up?
How you doing, man?
You haven't snuck out of the bubble and in the middle of a 10-day, it's National Wing Day. But yeah. Hopefully they'll have some inside the bubble so nobody has to leave a bubble for wings.
We are in the Magic Kingdom. I know it's not the Magic City, but we are.
We're in Magic City Kingdom, so. Is getting so much free publicity now.
I got to go there and get those wings.
The picture did look good.
They do look good.
I have not had them, but they look great. We can order a lot of different restaurants, a lot of Landry's restaurants. In the bubble, but no Magic City wings, unfortunately. Yeah,
got to get that straightened out for next year's bubble.
well, hopefully it's not a bubble.
I don't know. Next year, I think things are looking up. I'm optimistic about next year.
Before you guys get to the slander, I want to mention that I mentioned this before that Daryl was the first person that I saw make a point that, hey, if you don't know if you have COVID, you were just pointing out an article. There seems to be a lot of people who can't smell anymore. Mm-hmm. Why don't you just give yourself a quick little test? If you can't smell anymore, just don't go out in public at all.
Yeah, I was unfortunately on this one pretty early. My wife was giving me shit for hoarding stuff in late December, early January. So.
Yeah, well, Dell is giving you some ship right now for saying ship on the air.
we blocked it out. Don't worry.
We did. Oh, I always forget your damn seven words. I got to listen to George Carlin again.
Yeah.
Have they changed the seven words since George Carlin, or no? Is it still the same?
I think they're the same, but I have heard people say things. I've seen things on TV and even heard them on radio. I'm like, are we sure that could be said?
Well, usually it's cable. All right, couple of questions. Do you have a cutout? Your family has a cutout at the Mets games?
We do, yes. My wife's from Jersey. Big Mets fan.
That's right.
Yeah, we're saying,
as long as it's not Yankees,
yeah.
We don't care.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I can have a National League team, right? I mean, it seems
No, we don't care.
Yeah.
We said that's harmless. It's not like, if you were a Yankees or you were Dodgers or, you know what I'm saying? That's harmless.
Well, everyone was giving my wife shit for being a Mets fan.
Again with the shit.
Settled on agreeing.
Again, you said.
We all hate the Yankees, too. So.
Again, you dropped the ship.
Did I do it again?
Yes.
Yes.
We're running out of
the
delay.
No one's correcting our words in the bubble.
Hey, listen, people are listening to shows and doing work in underwear. Like, we already know my kids who used to never be allowed to stay on electronics all day. We're now like, look, there's no rules. It's quarantine. We're in the middle of a pandemic. Right. Do whatever you want. So there are different roles in a pandemic. We get that.
No. Lance was saying that somehow, some way, all of a sudden, he got a co-MVP during the 3-on-3 tournament.
Really started.
When Rahil actually won the MVP every year.
No, they are slandering me because I did something that was very dangerous. I didn't make an unathletic move. I did something very dangerous that, frankly, people in Cirque du Soleil shouldn't even try. Ugh. And yes, like Cirque du Soleil, they would have fallen and hurt themselves.
Daryl, he fell off a ladder.
Yeah, but I was very high up there.
No.
I can tell you my recollection of this. We used to have a media 3-on-3 that I think was ended because an Achilles got torn.
Why it ended?
By a media member. Yeah, I think it was Jerome Solomon, maybe. Yeah, I think
that's
So blame Jerome for the end of that thing.
Nice job, Jerome.
So Rahil would win every year. He was clearly the best. I reluctantly usually gave him MVP because he would always wear like a Kobe jersey. Kobe Lakers.
I know, remember.
And, rest in peace, but I hate the Lakers.
Super short shorts.
So I remember that. I don't remember a co-MVP. I feel like I might have done it just because I was sucked. You know, you and Lance you're still our kings of the town on radio. So I think I was sucking up to Lance with my
mind. See? And ever since, play the Thunder Sticks, though. You got Thunder?
Daryl, you'll love this. Every time I say something good about the Rockets, they decide that I'm Thunder Sticks.
Let's add some context. We could be talking about the issues we might have with the Texans. But you know who's actually a good GM? Daryl Morey,
because
we were talking about
he
the
gave
Texans.
Me an MVP.
No.
Yeah.
That's not.
So, yeah, John, I will have to say that, John. I've heard your Rockets slander. I mean, I don't know what success do we, obviously we have to win the title. Is this the title? Is it just rings? Is that the only thing that will,
yes.
No, you
will
gotta,
make you love us?
No, so. You got to give me an MVP award or pizza. That's all. And then I'll talk nice about you.
Bring him free food.
Oh, we can do like they do at like universities. I can just give you like an honorary co-MVP with
Rahil.
Get him to say good things.
Daryl, it's easy. I'm easily bought.
He's 100%
for sale. The Texans sent me a pizza the next day. I had him winning the Super Bowl. Okay? So
it's not even a joke, Daryl.
I'm not.
Daryl, are we even joking about that?
Not at all.
He came back like, if we really look at these moves in the offseason, they might be a better team. Like, what? What are you talking about? You were just saying they were trash yesterday. I did get a pepperoni pizza. Dude.
What pizza will it take, John? That's actually the question.
Well, I like meat lovers.
I'm
a meat lovers guy, but yeah, that's
meat
all.
Meat lovers.
That's Domino's all. No, Daryl, I'm going to talk nice about you. Hey, listen. No. I guess it is. It's about titles. I want to see titles. Hey, I know everybody in that organization wants to see titles, right?
That's absolutely, yeah. I mean, obviously, we're not going to be happy until we get a ring, so it's fine. You guys can still trash us. But I appreciate Lance is in our – Lance is legitimately in our corner, though, and he was an amazing player back in the day.
There we go. MVP.
He didn't call you
MVP. MVP.
Oh, my God. Okay, Daryl, I'm in your corner. I want to see you guys win. I like your organization. I like everybody in
your corner.
I want to see you guys win. That's what I want. But when it doesn't happen, and for whatever reason, I am going to say what I feel about it. That's all.
Well, I have two.
So should be how you do it. I feel like I scored on you every time, though, Lance. That's why I'm having.
You didn't score me every time, but I did have to guard you, and you were a little rough in the post. I'll be honest with you. I'm like, Daryl's not afraid to throw some elbows in the post. I see. He's a little, a little flagrant with that, with the forearm, not the forearm, but the elbow. Like the
The refs are bad, and the refs my skill level is very low. So you gotta throw a lot of elbows.
By the way, who did you have? Skill. It was Sean Respert, but who was the other former college player?
Kenny Atkinson played one year and destroyed people. Oh. If you remember him,
that was coach. So we played you guys, and it was Kenny Atkinson and Sean Respert. Like Sean Respert. I think BJ was on the team.
Oh yeah, BJ, who was was like the last cut of the Rockets in like the early 90s, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and and then we realized halfway through the game, like, we really shouldn't waste our energy because this doesn't even count for the media.
That was good strategy. That was smart.
And Calvin Murphy got to play on a basketball. He got to play on ESPN.
That's how an MVP thinks, right? Why are we going to try when we can't win this game?
No, you know, okay, well, tell it to Pop when he's resting all of his players. It's okay. The same concept.
What happens without Eric Gordon now?
We'll still win games during these eight, and then we'll get him back.
Yeah.
We'll get him back. Hopefully he'll be back by these regular season games, but if not, the playoffs look pretty good. Although I am waiting on the official health report this morning, so I don't actually know. But I mean, based on all the examinations last night, you know, it shouldn't be a super long one.
I tell you what, James Harden, not only does he want to play more minutes, I mean, James wants in the game, he wants to stay in the game, and it's clear he worked on his game. We talked about this, you know, we talked about this on the show once those articles came out, like, oh wow, James is putting some time in.
Does he look thinner to you, Daryl?
No, I never really. That was like a picture thing. Like, James plays at a very comfortable weight for him. I don't know why people don't have, like, the way we play. He actually needs to be able to guard bigger guys. So he's at a comfortable weight. And I never understood people saying he looked different. I think it was just a weird camera angle, you know. So.
Yeah.
But he's in great shape and playing. I mean, he's playing unbelievable. So. Pretty exciting, yeah. We're playing well, actually. Our half court D has been very solid, actually. Our transition D, we need to step up our game. But everything else, our offense is obviously clicking full go. So yeah, we're pretty optimistic going into this restart. So.
Who's got a better room there, you or LeBron? In the bubble.
Well, I hope LeBron. God. I think the top players all have much nicer rooms as they should. So.
Presidential suites. Yeah, we saw that.
Yeah.
Dame Lillard was in a presidential suite. I would imagine LeBron has his own house or, you know, castle, whatever.
I don't think so. I don't think he's at the top of the Magic Castle. I think he's got a suite. But yeah, there's really only two rooms, doesn't there? There's a suite and regular, and I think he's in a suite. I don't know.
I know Rajon Rondo said something stupid, but they don't look. It feels like the amenities look fine. Like it's.
It's fine. Yeah, it's actually really good. I mean, look, you wouldn't go like, hey, let's do a 3-month vacation in this place, right? You wouldn't do that. But we're on a mission, and yeah, everything's great. I mean, yeah, it's all the accommodation stuff is stupid. It's really nice.
Yeah.
They've done an amazing job. I'm proud of the NBA for easily the best restart structure and plan and everything. So.
Yeah, and they're pretty, you know, hey, I love their adamant. And Bruno walks out to grab a bag of a delivery, and he's, sorry, you got to quarantine now, pal. So, I mean, you can't.
Yeah, there's been quite a few players. They've been very strict, and, you know, it should be. You know, we're keeping people safe. It's been great.
Absolutely.
Right. Safe. Absolutely. From the Magic City. Daryl, man, we appreciate it. Man, best of luck. We're rooting for you guys, man. And we're always rooting for you. And hope you guys
pull
it through.
And, if a co MVP or pizza will help, just let me know,
yeah.
John.
Meat lovers, Daryl. Meat lovers.
All right.
Thanks, man. Daryl Morey right here on ESPN 97.5. That's all. That's all it takes.
And it's speaking simple. Of food, guess who's here?
What? Jax, yep. Wings?
In the building for Wing Day, Jax.
It's National Wing Day. Let's go. Time for me, though, to talk about my peeps over at the MMA Law Firm. Look, storm season is upon us. It is here. So think about this. I mean, I don't know what kind of issues did you have with an insurance company. If you've had issues before with an insurance company, you might be still fighting them from, I don't know, from Harvey, or if you've had any storms that have damaged anything. Listen, the MMA law firm is here for you. If you've got retail or if you've got your residential building, whatever the case may be, you're fighting an insurance company. Well, this is what they do every single day. And if you're fighting them and they're acting in bad faith, you could be entitled up to 3 times the damage. Don't deal with the insurance company. You've got the large loss attorneys that are going to take care of this business for you. LargeLossAttorneys.com. LargeLossAttorneys.com. Nothing down. They front all the expenses. Their payments come from the recovery, not out of your pocket. That's right. No settlement, no fees. That's a key to this whole thing. And you get a free, no obligation consultation with the MMA lawyers, McClenny, Mosley, and Associates. LargeLossAttorneys.com. That's LargeLossAttorneys.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
National Wing Day. Big ups to Jack's Wings and Fries. You can't have wings without fries. It's impossible.
It's been done before.
No. No one's ever had wings without fries.
I feel like you're mistaken. But yeah, fries are good, and they brought some, and they're good as well.
They brought wings over and fries over. How did they know I wanted fries? I don't know.
Because Lance had to make a point to tell them to bring fries.
If not, then
they bring fries or prepare to have your place slandered.
What happened?
Yeah, we're just trying to bring you some free food.
What happened to Nick when he didn't bring any food when he was supposed to, Del?
Well, he became a, what do I call it? I forgot. It became a. What did I say?
I said it was a gay bar that's closed on weekends.
And then when he didn't put my name on the headline, headliner with you guys, I said he has troubled men meeting on Fridays, and if you go there for a game, you're not going to be able to watch it.
Wow.
So what kind of man meeting did they have there?
There was something like 3 or 4 years ago, some men were being called troubled men. I forgot why.
Yeah.
Forgot why.
That came from the Lance Berkman commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Troubled men. And I said, hey, they have those meetings on Fridays at Nick's.
Hold on. This is his friend, Nick?
Yes.
John's friend, Nick? Is he trying to shut his own business? He tried to shut his friend's business down?
He didn't bring food.
Well, if you say you're going to bring food, bring food.
Don't lie.
If you say you're going to bring wings, bring fries. And you know what Jax did? They brought fries. You know what is delicious? Jax wings and fries.
Yeah, they brought fries, and you know now what I won't say? They host troubled men meetings. I won't say that about Jax. Nick didn't put my name on the marquee. Once again, Nick's open for business, but Fridays,
troubled men meetings
from 7 to 9:30. Make your plans accordingly.
These are delicious. These are Snack's favorite wings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, his favorite for his birthday, his lunch birthday.
Which ones does he
Jack's
get?
Jack's wings. He gets barbecue or plain.
Okay. Yeah. They're great.
He told me, when I told him Jack's was coming up, he goes, I'm going to bring my mask and some wrestling action figures and come up with you tomorrow morning, so wake me up. Well, and then I was going to, and then I realized, oh, yeah, I've got to go to the orthopedic doctor here in a second. And I don't know if you know this or not, but you're not allowed to bring extras into the doctors anywhere. Hey, I got my kids. Can they come too? No.
No.
No. Well, what am I supposed to do? I don't know. Leave them in the car. Hide them under the bed. Put them in the closet. And I don't care. But you can't bring extra people into the doctors now. It's COVID.
So,
I like how Daryl doesn't think you're on board.
I know. Well, he doesn't. Well, probably because I didn't say he's the greatest GM ever. Probably.
Man, your bias has just leaked through.
This is for years now. Daryl doesn't think I'm on board. I want the team to win. I would love for the team to win. I just don't see it. He's even admitted that they haven't had a good enough supporting cast for James. And that he said, this is on me. I haven't had a good enough supporting cast for him.
I think that there's no way anyone could question whether or not you want the local teams to win.
Yeah.
There's other hosts I could easily say that about for years and years, but you're not one of them. But I mean, look, I think Daryl and the entire organization has a big chip on their shoulder, and they have for years and years. And I think they get sensitive about some of the perceived slights of their team. And sometimes some of it may be accurate. We may look at it a certain way, but other times it's just being too sensitive. I mean, it's just the truth.
Yeah. No. Listen, unless you're, hey, I used to catch it from Summy all the time. I heard you, Summy, what are you talking about, dude? Yeah, well, you got beat 60-3 by Alabama. What did you want me to say about your team?
How in the world could he have?
I know of all. I was like, no. You want to talk about thin skinned coaches, GMs?
Coaches are thin skinned.
You think there might be one on Kirby, a GM on Kirby that's got a little thin skin?
100%.
Well, he gets. I don't know that I've ever seen. I don't know that I've ever seen someone take the grief. Maybe Rich Kotite in New York.
John, somebody just said he sucked when they were getting their heads kicked in by the Broncos.
31-3.
And this is what he screams at the fan.
No, that's...
And then shoots double rods.
That's a little thin
skin.
That's
thin skin.
You think? That's a little thin skin?
You suck should just be keep on walking.
No, you suck too, MF-er. You suck too.
Thin-skinned is accurate.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. And Daryl's a little thin-skinned, too. And Daryl, you know what? Daryl's the smartest guy in the room. And you know what? He's doing the most he possibly can. They haven't won a title. Is it rings or nothing? Yeah, it's rings or nothing. I guess. Yeah. I want to see rings. And I know they all want to see rings. I know their owner wants to see rings. I was with him after they lost last year. He was pissed. Pissed. He wanted to see his guys perform better.
And we had him on earlier. If you missed it, it'll be up on the podcast shortly. Daryl Morey with us. He talked about the rings. Is that what it's going to take? Well, that's your stated goal. When you tell us that we are building a team to beat the Warriors, you don't build a team to beat the Warriors because you want to finish in second. You do that because you believe you have a chance to win a title. And when I'm not taking a shot at you for attempting that because they're one of the few teams who did. Others like, oh, we'll just wait until the Warriors are gone before we make a move. But yeah. We grade you by championships because that's your stated goal.
But they were built to beat the Warriors.
Oh, I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying if you are...
That's a frustrating part.
If you put yourselves in that tier, which you tried to do and almost got it done, then you should be graded by championships or nothing because that's what you guys want.
Right. No,
that's how you want to be judged.
But now he has said before, and he has made this point, can we enjoy the wins? Can we enjoy the ride? Yeah. Yes, absolutely. I agree with that. Enjoy the ride. But at the end of the day, it is about winning it all. That is what it's about. Now, I hated when the Astros, I hated when 2017 was over because that run was so much fun. I hated it in 94 and 95 because you want to talk about night in, night out intensity and, man, tooth and nail and sweating it out. Well, 95, not so much because they swept Orlando. But, man, what a great ride they put us on. And I enjoy that. I do.
Hold on. I enjoyed 18 when they won 65 games and were the best team in basketball.
I enjoyed the Astros last year right up until 8 outs to go.
Right.
I enjoyed the crap out of that. And you know what? That's fun. That doesn't get any better.
The Rockets, I think people are waiting for them to get to a championship series. And last year when Golden State was injured and you were at home, that was a huge disappointing loss. I mean, there were a wounded team. If there was ever a time for you to exact some revenge, it was against their wounded team when really, frankly, they beat you when you were a wounded team because you were a better team than Golden State that year. And you had them down with two games to win one, and you couldn't do it because a guy that you really needed that you brought on the team to take you over the top against the Warriors wasn't there because of an injury.
No.
It's just frustrating. I it doesn't change the fact. To me, Daryl Morey builds teams and rebuilds, and I think he does a great job. But Yeah, they're coming up short, but I also don't feel like I judge Karl Malone or John Stockton or you know, the Jazz in general. I don't judge them poorly because they never won a championship. I think they were a great team.
No, or Dan Marino.
Great players, yeah.
Or Charles Barkley. Mm-hmm. Had a great career. Great. You know what? James is having a great career. And Daryl's doing a great job doing his but it's not the ultimate goal. It's not. It's not good enough.
But I don't doubt that you want them to win.
No, absolutely.
I'd be shocked if Daryl doubts that you want them to win.
Yeah, no.
He just thinks you're not on board.
Right. Well, I'm not always on board.
What if I told you Daryl sent those wings?
No, he didn't send those wings. But what Jack's if he did? Grill did. Jack's Grill sent him.
But what if Daryl said,
"Hey, Nick Skirfels sent him." That's
what if Daryl said, "Hey, can you get some wings to them?"
I'm on board with Nick Skirfels.
Please bring fries so he doesn't try to get me fired.
Yeah, that's right. And take a break. No, you better do Men's Tea Clinic now because you're leaving.
Well, yeah, let me tell you about Men's Tea Clinic. They are a company for five different places in Houston: Heights, Pasadena, Pearland, Cypress, and Spring. These are the five different places around Houston where you can find a Men's Tea Clinic. And every one of the locations, you are going to find a company who is out there looking out for your best interest. They try to find out exactly what your testosterone. They don't try to. They find out exactly where your testosterone level is. And then what they do after that is they will fine-tune your treatments so that you get optimal levels of testosterone. And once you are there, you see a difference in body type, in lean muscle mass, in energy level, in libido, in mental focus, and clarity. There's so many advantages in terms of your quality of life with Men's Tea Clinic that you can't afford not to go there. Go to mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Lance has gone early. Me and Dell now the rest of the way. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. So Christian Javier gets a start tonight. Does he hit anybody, though?
If he wants to put, it depends on how it how the umpires treat it. If they all get a warning before the game, he's going to put an already taxed bullpen into a bit of a difficult position.
He's probably a one tops two inning guy anyway.
Then if he hits a guy before he even gets to an inning, it just adds to the strain. How about we get off to a good start, and if you have to hit a guy in the second inning to make a point, fine. But I would like the Astros to not have to adjust their plan one batter in.
Interesting to see how Dusty will handle it if he's going to tell those guys no retaliation. We got to win the baseball game.
I think.
Or what's more important? Remember that Colts game? Frank Reich went for it on fourth down, and the Texans ended up winning the game. Because he went from his own 30, and they lost the game, and I think they started 1-3.
Yeah, wound up making the playoffs. Yeah.
Making the playoffs that year, well, beating the Texans
handily
here, but he wanted to set a tone.
Well, he was a new coach. Dusty's a new manager, mm-hmm. But this is a team, and that's a team who had lost quite a bit. The Astros are a different thing. They win. They've won a lot. And the question is one potential regular season game in a shortened season with, let's just say, an under fire pitching staff, something you want to potentially risk? Maybe it is to get back at the Dodger team, although most of the players on this Astros team have a World Series. So they've already gotten at the Dodgers. They won. I don't care what happens to the Dodgers, Joe Kelly, throw a pitch at them. The Astros won. The Dodgers can do nothing but beat the Astros in a World Series to get some get back.
Right.
Because I have, not personal experience, but I watched how the Mavericks, when they lost 06 to the Heat, how much they hated it. And I think they won every regular season matchup for maybe the next 5 or 6 years. But you know what? The Heat always had a title. So you know what the Mavericks finally got to get back? They beat the Heat in the finals. Different teams, but they found a way. Nothing the Dodgers can do can make it even. But as far as the Astros are concerned, I guess if you don't care that much about this game, I think it all depends on what the umpires do. They warn you before. I don't think Christian is the guy who does it. I think it happens later, if at all.
Well, I don't think, yeah, maybe it's later, but I do think it's got to happen.
Well, it depends on the tone of that clubhouse.
Dude was throwing at their heads.
I know. If the batters say, we got to get these guys, then I think it has to happen. But if the batters are like, you know what, let's do our talking by putting 9 on them tonight, I think it's all about what the batters feel like.
I'm telling you this, though. You're going to ingratiate yourself in that clubhouse if you come out there as a young guy, a Blake Taylor or a Abreu or Javier. I don't know if Javier can do it because he is the starter.
Yeah, I think it would have to happen later. If whoever comes in for him, or if it happens in the fourth inning, and you go find a guy who – maybe you remember a guy who was talking a lot last night, one of the batters who had something to say, and you remember that, you plunk him, and you make a point.
Or you go after Cody Bellinger.
Either way, I mean –
he's your best guy. Let's go.
Whatever. Maybe there was some guy who was very vocal last night and were saying things. I don't think Joe Kelly was the only one who had an issue last night as far as the Dodgers were concerned. Hit that guy. Okay. That's for all that mouth you were giving us last night.
If anybody's got any thoughts, you're more than welcome. I'd like to see it. I mean, I'm not advocating throwing at guys' heads, but they were doing it. Joe Kelly was throwing at heads last night, and that's ridiculous. Somebody needs to be dotted on the Dodgers. They got to protect their team. And you know what? I'm telling you, that guy, those players in that locker room are going to have that guy's back.
It'll be real chicken bleep if Major League Baseball makes it a point that, hey, first action, you're out, because it doesn't give the Astros a chance to respond.
I wonder if anything's coming down on Kelly today.
Would Major League Baseball suspend someone for words?
Not words. He was throwing at their heads.
But he's going to just say, hey.
from me?
Yeah, that's what he's going to say.
Three pitches.
And he didn't throw one. And he didn't throw one after he was warned, because the warnings came after. So you can always – and that's what he tried to sell in the post game. And he just lost control. Hey, remember, I broke my own window. That's what he was trying to sell.
Well, then you shouldn't be a Major League pitcher if you can't – you know what? Dusty was right. Now, at the Major League level, you don't lose that many. You just don't.
Did the guy who couldn't hit Barry Bonds get suspended? I forgot that Astro.
No.
Did he ever get suspended?
I don't think so, no.
And we know what he was trying to do. He just couldn't do it.
Right. Well, he finally got him. He got him after like four pitches, four tries.
So it was pretty evident what he was doing, and he didn't catch any. I think baseball would be like, well, okay. The Dodgers, you get this one. We're going to leave Joe Kelly alone.
Something's got to go down. And I don't even care if they, before the game, they warn both benches. Okay, that's fine. Guess what? Somebody's getting dotted. So you throw me out of the game. Oh, well.
I imagine how the game is going will affect it, too. So if the Astros are up 4-0 and you're in the middle of the fifth and maybe you're one of the relievers trying to get him to the end of the game, hit a guy, even with the warning. Hey, hit him.
Yep.
And say, hey, sorry. Throw me out. This was my last batter anyway.
Oh, well. Oh, well. And if you got any kind of a lead, you notice they waited until they were up 5-2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Nothing until then.
When it was 2-0, you weren't going to do it.
No. When you're down 2-0, you can't afford to have more guys.
That's what I'm saying. The Astros, I hope, the best bet is the Astros take a lead in one of the middle innings, one of your relievers, maybe on his last batter, maybe on his first. Who knows? Hit a Dodger. And hopefully is one of their more impactful players. Just to prove a point.
I think it's got to be Bellinger.
Do you have to hit a guy? Because
he was the lippiest in the offseason.
But do you hit a guy, or do you just do what Kelly did and throw high and miss?
Maybe you throw high and miss. That's all right. Well, I don't know. Anytime you're aiming at heads, that's no good. That really isn't. I think you go for the lower back, and because you could really hurt somebody. That's why Joe Kelly's a punk. He was thrown at heads. That is unacceptable. That is what he did last night. I don't care what baseball what guy you are in every baseball circle. That's unacceptable what he did. He's a punk.
Yeah, a player should.
And he was on a cheating team. He's a hypocrite.
The player should not have to duck when you're trying to prove a mess. When you're trying to send a message, he shouldn't have to duck to get out of the way. If you hit him in the ribs and that's where you want to send your message, that's fine. But the fact that Bregman had to duck,
and Correa
way,
too,
way too dangerous.
That was way too high for Correa too. I mean, that's crap. That's crap. What he pulled last night was crap. And then, nice swing, Biznatch. What? Well, after you're thrown at his head, you think that a slider low and away, he's going to be, I mean, that's crap what he did. All the way around. He's got but you know what he doesn't have to worry about? Getting that, stepping up, digging in?
No. He'll get pats to the back from his teammates, and he, mm-hmm. and the Astros may not see him the rest of the year, depending on how things shake out.
Right. All right. 957 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776 713-780-3776 Got an hour to go. Come on in.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.